the day after getting back the medical test results. If the one you love is curled up next to you when you wake up and you can feel each breath, if you can hear the rumble of the train in the distance and see the closet at the far end of the room, heavy with sneakers and sweatshirts, and that scarf your mother knitted for you that you do not wear but cannot bear to give up because her hands spent those hours on you. If you can rise from your bed and walk on your own to the bathroom, which you do a time or two each night, and are doing now, in morning, reaching for your husband's white terry cloth robe because it's softer than your own. If your dog has not piddled in the house overnight, has held it in until you click open the door and she flies out and toward cut grass, and if she barrels toward you afterward, as she always does, a signal that you are someone's safety and sense of home. If the sun falls into your front window and the day promises to be long, if you can taste the hazelnut in the coffee and smell the mint plants as you water them, the ones you put in the ground yesterday in the late afternoon light, if you know one person who loves you for who you are, not the person you might be, but who you've become already, and better yet, if you know more than one, the mother who knitted you a scarf, the father who helps you believe in a fair ever after, the sister who tries to give you what you want, the husband who holds you when you worry over the letter that said they want you back in, they need to know more. Then it's more than enough to be grateful, to focus on the son and the spouse and the dog and the mint and the grass and the gifts, all those gifts in the beginnings of the day, not the ends. All those beginnings beg you to believe. They are enough, and so you do.